Okay.
The minutes from the meeting April 22nd, I believe Larry has given everybody a copy.
Thank you.
Has everybody read it? Do you want me to read it?
Would you, Larry, real quickly, kind of overview so we can get moving with this?
Member Fred, Jose Beltran, Dale Clark, Larry Clark, Tony Fox, and Larry Walter. Phil Hall absent.
Again?
Bill Hall absent. Others present were Jose Mancini, Kathy Green, Ken Litt, Fred Cyril, Joseph Woods, Taylor Button, Barbara Button, Shelley Pippen, Mark Pendley, Larry Bear. Called to order at 9:12 a.m. at the Holiday Inn in Kanab, Utah. Appreciation for Barbara Button's effort on behalf of the ranch were expressed, and a small gift was given to her. The new ranch manners, Mark and Shelley, were introduced. The minutes from the January meeting were reviewed. Shauna Cox moved that they be approved. Larry Clarkson seconded the motion. Vote 5 in favor, 1 abstain. The minutes of the March meeting were tabled until next meeting to give board members a chance to review them. Financial report, the operating balance was $93,748.22. Signature cards on all accounts have been updated. Bank statements for the capital improvement account are mailed by the bank only every 6 months, which is why Barbara has not received them. The letters notifying members with seriously past due accounts have been sent, and Barbara will proceed with filing liens as indicated in the letter. A discussion followed of the high interest rate being paid on the equipment loan, currently near 11%. Valfab moved that we take funds out of the operating account to reduce the loan amount to $20,000. Obtain a real estate loan to replace the funds and seek more for ways to increase our income. Dale seconded the motion. All approved. Manager's report, the address for John Pardo's estate needs to be updated.
I have that.
Good.
Matt Green has digitized the map of the ranch and submitted copies to the board showing roads, water lines, etc. These maps can be made generally available at a very reasonable cost. Fred Cyril, Matt Green, and Ken Lent agreed to help with financing the map production. A report on the upgrades that the ranch house has made. There is a need for more reliable cell phone service system, and this may require a new phone. A pay schedule and transition plan for the new manager will be discussed after the meeting. The forces have been removed. The mobile grader is not finished yet, but it needs to be done soon, since the grader is needed very soon for the road. The fish have been ordered and will be delivered in mid-May. Portable toilets. Dale will follow up with the supplier regarding two, one at the fish pond and one at the horse riding staging area. Two saddles were purchased for the ranch. While my boss, Larry Carson, would like to get on the agenda for next meeting, cattle grazing agreement with Brent Robinson. After some discussion of recent actions by Mr. Robinson, Shauna Cox moved that, one, written notice be given to Mr. Robinson that our contract with him is in jeopardy of default and that we have serious concerns regarding our lease grazing rights. Second, the notice should include a request to meet as soon as possible and certainly before any cattle are moved to the ranch for the summer. Contact with us should be made within 7 to 10 days. Three, the ranch should be prepared to lease lot 75 to Mr. Robinson for 1 year. And four, the letter should also note that all BLM royalties need to be paid in a timely manner. Larry Carson seconded the motion. Vote 6 in favor. Letter will come from Candy, but Dale will serve as a contact for arranging the meeting. The meeting should include a discussion of BLM and ownership issues, the number of AUM that will be used this year, gravel royalties, and Mr. Robinson's 2006 plan. Fred Seals requested permission to post 5 private property signs on his property. Larry Clarkson expressed thanks to Mr. Seals for that. Mr. Seals came to the board with the request and moved approval. Candy seconded the motion. Vote all approved. The board agreed to advance up to $400 to the Peebleys to help with initial expenses. The need for another newsletter was discussed, and the board will try to have this out by May 20th. The content should include availability of the new map, introduction of the new managers, the new road signs going in, and wildlife development. Articles should be sent to Larry Walker. The next meeting should be held May 15th at 9 a.m. at the Holiday Inn in Pinhead. Any discussion?
Yep. Shauna?
Sorry?
Are there any corrections or additions to the minutes? It's been motion made to accept them as written. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Dale seconded them. All those in favor, raise your hands. Unanimous. Thank you. And as you know, May 13th was a date that was Mother's Day weekend, and we couldn't make it, so we've arranged for the June 10th meeting at this point. And when we did make that meeting time, I knew that Shauna could make it, and Larry could make it, but then Phil couldn't make it, and Barbara couldn't make it. So we're going to do the best that we can in terms of time frames for everyone to meet. There's an awful lot that went on at that last meeting, and if you'll notice on the agenda, some of those items are going to be addressed today. The other thing